Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances? During a 3-year global pandemic? During relational challenges? Financial struggles? Maybe even job loss? Does today's verse make you want to cringe or maybe turn off this podcast? Does God really expect us to be thankful for everything we encounter? No, I don't believe so. The verse says to be thankful in or during all things, not to be thankful for all things. There's a big difference. Paul, the first century apostle who wrote the letter today's verse comes from, he lived a hard life. He faced intense persecution daily. In fact, shortly before writing his letter to the Thessalonians, he and his ministry partner Silas had been stripped and, according to Acts 16, verse 23, not just flogged, but, quote, severely flogged. Considering the cruelty, the viciousness of flogging itself, I cannot imagine the severity they suffered. And then they were put in stocks in the inner cell of a maritime dungeon. And there, in that dark, damp place where prisoners were often left to die, Paul and Silas began singing hymns. Can you imagine? Beaten, bruised, likely exhausted, and not knowing whether they would live or die, Paul and Silas began to sing. How could they do that? And then once released, they immediately headed to Thessalonica, where they experienced incredible success in terms of reaching people with the gospel, but they also encountered intense, hate-filled opposition. So much so that the local believers sent Paul and Silas away in the middle of the night. And all of that had occurred maybe 3 months prior to his writing this letter. So that was the context in which Paul wrote, again, in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Those were attitudes and behaviors that Paul regularly modeled. So again, how could he do that? How could he possibly give thanks and praise even when being beaten, stoned, imprisoned? Well, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the God who loved him and had promised to never leave him. And that's a hugely important fact for us to remember. The God who stirred Paul and Silas to praise, who stirred Paul to write today's verse to a group of Thessalonian believers who were themselves facing terrifying persecution, he commands us to give thanks in all circumstances. And not because he's uncaring, not because he's oblivious to our challenges or to our pain. Instead, because he loves us. And he knows something you and I might not. There is such power in thanksgiving, in taking time in the middle of our most challenging situations to honestly acknowledge our pain, absolutely, but also to intentionally see the good. Yes, our world has gone crazy over the past few years. Yes, our rhythms have been interrupted. And yeah, many of us have lost a great deal. It's okay, it's healthy even, to feel all of the emotions triggered by every loss and hardship. But may we always do so with our gaze fixed on God's love and grace. When we intentionally remember all that Christ has given us, all the blessings we have in Him, eternal life, emotional and spiritual freedom, His presence with us always, His love never ending, constant access to our Father who has promised to guide our every step. When we intentionally remember those things, we shine rays of light into the darkness. And the darkness doesn't feel quite so dark. Our praise is a powerful spiritual weapon, able to shatter the forces of darkness that seek to destroy us by pulling us into despair. Gratitude has a positive impact on our brains as well. When we practice gratitude, when we take time to reflect on our blessings and the goodness of Christ, our brains release two powerful feel-good chemicals, dopamine and serotonin. Therefore, when we learn to give thanks in all circumstances, we are increasing our emotional resilience. We become stronger emotionally and mentally to handle all of life's challenges. But our praise serves another purpose as well. It provides powerful evidence for the gospel. We demonstrate the power of God's promises and confidence in His promises. So again, we honestly feel our emotions, but we feel them with Jesus. We invite Him into our struggle. We hold tight to His truth. And we reflect deeply and consistently upon His love and grace. Now, I don't know where you're at this Thanksgiving. You may be in a season of abundance, of blessing, where praise wells within your heart and then just flows from you. Praise God for those times. We know every good and precious gift flows directly from Him. But we also know that we will experience hardship. We will have days when we feel squeezed on every side. And maybe that's where you're at. Maybe your circumstances feel really dark. But even there, in that dark place, God's light shines in you. So hold tight to that light. Reflect on it. Praise Him for it and magnify it with words of thanksgiving, reminding yourself that God is still good, even when we're walking through life's valleys. He is good, He is sovereign, He is loving, and He is working all things out for your good and His glory. Let's pray. Father, life can be hard and discouraging sometimes. You're fully aware of our challenges and our pain. The Bible says you see every frightening moment and every tear we cry. What's more, Scripture promises us again and again that you love us and have good plan for us. You are a faithful Father who proved your love when you gave us your Son. In the tough times, help us, even as we grieve or as we express our frustrations and our disappointments, to honestly give you our worries and our fears, but to always intentionally remember your goodness and all the gifts we have received from you. And strengthen our hearts with every word of thanks we offer. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracebox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.